Now turn to the substance. First thing we're going to do is go through the technical activities of the board and the interpretations committee and updates to those activities. Henry, do you want to go for that? Is paper 1B.
And we've followed the format again how we did last meeting. So the intention is to highlight due process procedures that have happened in the period since we last and as appropriate tabulate that. Particular with process documents issued in the period. But obviously still trying to provide you with background we think involved. Now with this paper today, there's no specific confirmation. The only so I'm largely going to take the paper as read. Obviously, questions, but we'll just highlight just a flag. So on page 6, I just wanted to highlight that the board signed off on the document narrow scope. First is final. Standard. And the second was exposure draft of targeted. Also, on the bottom of page 6 in paragraph 18, highlight here an item. Added to the search program, and it's designed to look at effects of interbank offer form and the discount on IFRS standards. And little to report at this stage, but just the fact that this is a challenging project, potentially quite a lot of effects. So I'm sure this will be a matter that on page 7 at paragraph 21, I just wanted to highlight the primary financial statement project and report this project is progressing well, but there's two particular due process points to note, perhaps. Firstly, is just to highlight that the project has moved from the search program to the standard setting program, and we'll probably touch on that question actually as a point of process when we look at one of the papers later on this morning. We've yet to decide whether we're going to publish as a first consultation document on this project an exposure draft or a discussion paper, but that will be something we'll be publishing next year. And then also to highlight paragraph 23, that we formally considered the question about whether we needed a specific project consultative group for this project. And we've decided that there's no need to create another group for this project. We can get all of the input that we require from our existing groups. So that was something I wanted to flag to you. I think the next thing I wanted to turn to is on insurance contracts. So this is on page 10 at paragraph 35. Really to highlight that we continue to be obviously very active supporting the new insurance contract standard, in particular with the activities of the Transition Resource Group. And we've now held 3 meetings this year. The most recent one was a 2-day meeting that we held in September. At that meeting, we dealt with 32 submissions in 11 agenda papers. So we've actually dealt with 81 submissions to date. We are entirely on top of any questions that have been raised to that group by our stakeholders. I think really what I wanted to also flag is, and to keep you informed really, is to sort of say that there's an important board discussion next week. The board will be hearing about any of the concerns raised with us about the effects of applying the standard, the implementation challenges, including the effective date, which is 2021. And as we previously reported, the board has indicated it will consider whether any additional action needed to address matters arisen within issued it. So at this meeting, the board won't be making any decisions about its actions, but it will discuss the criteria for any possible amendments that it might make. So it's thinking about things like ensuring that the amendments do not result in significant loss of information, that they don't unduly delay potential implementation of the standard. So the board will be thinking about the factors it needs to consider for if it decides to do work in the light of the feedback we've received. So I think that's an important one to raise with you, and obviously we'll... And then finally, with the paper, to highlight that the Appendix B, gives you a status report of our current work plan and timelines and reports on any changes in those timelines as presented. So, Alan, those were the points I want to highlight.
Henry, thank you very much. Any questions? Larry?
Thank you, Henry. You know, in looking at the materials, appendix, number of projects, obviously a lot of projects. So the question, I guess, that I have is, board taking on too much, stretching itself too thin, and or, you know, impacting on timeliness of getting things done because it's just so much to do.
I think maybe we can do a better job with this appendix. We're flagging not all of these projects are equal, obviously. So I think what particularly creates, you know, an overwhelming question about the board's agenda here is the number of the small, narrow scope amendments. And so projects on page 28, 29, they all typically are very targeted, narrow scope projects. But obviously, the overall balance of the agenda and the, you know, and our ability to efficiently progress all of these projects is something that we constantly monitor. And it's something that we obviously think about very carefully before bringing any new projects from our research pipeline onto the agenda. We're thinking about our capacity to staff them and board capacity to projects moving forward. So I think it's something that we're consciously always managing carefully.
Yeah. Larry, I think it's a good question, absolutely, and thank you for asking it. We are in a little bit of a transition phase because we are still obviously doing work on IAS 17, as we've just been told, but the major standard setting agenda of the last several years is now largely behind us. And if you go back and look at this, the equivalent of this paper 2-3 years ago, you will see revenue recognition and you will see leasing and you will see insurance and you will probably see the tail end of 9 loss recognition. And so the board and the staff are moving into this, I think actually if you look at it, more smaller projects, but fewer of these very large projects. One of the things we have on the agenda for tomorrow, I'm not going to go into any substance, but it's on the agenda is sort of the way that we use our resources changes now that we're in a different phase. And I think that's an important part of kind of the answer to your question at the end of the day, and still a work in progress.
So, I mean, obviously one of the things that the board does each month is looking at its
project plan, and it's looking at the scheduling of those projects and effectively constantly monitoring how we are doing against our, you know, plans for the timeliness.
Other questions, Michelle?
There's a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's because, you know, the project is not that urgent, actually. So maybe it's an issue that's come from the Interpretations Committee. It was good to do the standard setting, but it's not urgent, so it's not getting a priority. And at this stage, we're not clear, you know, when effectively we are going to plan to progress it. Some cases, it actually reflects the fact that we've had such mixed feedback on a proposal. We've yet to have the discussion with the board how we proceed. So that at that stage, we're not actually going to indicate on the public work plan when we expect to issue with the amendment, the final amendment.
There's also an effort, Michelle, that we are undertaking to do detailed timetables for all of our projects. So we've gotten through the major projects, and now we'll be starting on some of the smaller projects. So until we feel more comfortable with what those deadlines might be, we're a little bit reluctant to put something out in the public domain.
Okay, any other questions on that subject?